hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right, folks, we are back. Sorry about 50-50 out there. David, if you're down there at WWRB, they're walking all over us, my friend. I mean, they are literally walking. Tune in 5070. Comes in clear as a bell. The antennas are pointed at the West Coast, and it's being jammed like a son of a gun. Please, David France, look into that, please. At any rate, second hour of the National Intel Report here. I'm just getting tired of all the running of interference here, folks, on so many different levels. These globalists are bound and determined not to have our opportunity to get this country back. It's not even a level playing field. They don't even enjoy the challenge. They're just out there running their game. At any rate, Fred in Philadelphia.
Let me be clear. I think I'm a little bit.
Yeah, you were.
I was a little bit too long-winded, but the proposal is that Iran allow foreign investment in its nuclear industries. They have offered that. That was immediately rejected by the United States. A lot of Associated Press articles on this. It was during a crucial period of negotiations, it seems as though that is the. That is the type of a proposal that has to be part if there is going to be any lessening of tensions.
No, I think the lessening of tension, the tensions over there, is going to have to come from the United States.
I agree. But we immediately rejected that negotiations going in that area.
Well, when you say we, white man, who are you speaking about?
The U.S. government did.
Okay, well, all right. That's not been operating in Americans' interest for 100 years now.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm saying that people have to understand that it's that this has not been publicized, even though this was a startling proposal. They said the Europeans were already talking about it. I think they have investment already from a lot of European sources, but they were saying they're willing to end secrecy, and by doing that, they would.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what the real problem is. It's coming out of our State Department. It's coming out of our White House. It's coming out of the Pentagon. It's coming out of the intelligence agencies. It is basically coming out of the federal government. What should be done immediately is the cessation of hostilities in Iraq right now. Pull our troops out of there. Shut those damn bases down. Cut off Israel of the billions and billions of dollars we give them every year. And stay the hell out of this. Dar Jamil, anything wrong with what I just said?
I would agree with you completely. I think at least 90% of the problems facing us right now are due to the government's meddling in places where it just absolutely shouldn't have its nose.
Well, but for grander prizes, I mean, we're not over there, supposedly, on the war on terrorism, because if I remember, Dar, the war was over a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Well, didn't we have the President of the United States declare victory in Iraq?
That's exactly right. On May 1, 2003, less than 2 months after the fall of Baghdad. So the war is over, Saddam's removed. There's no weapons of mass destruction, so why are we still there?
Ah, but here's the real hook. It's the continued war on terrorism. Thank you for your call, Fred. I appreciate it very much. When we get back, I want to play that 9-minute and 10-second piece. I know this audience has already heard it 3 times, but I want to get Dar Jamil's take on this. And it's a message of the Iraqi resistance, the American people. And tell me if you can find fault with the supposed ragheads over there making trouble.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, we are back with my guest today, Dara Jamail, and he has not heard this message of the Iraqi resistance. The listeners to this program have heard it a couple of times, but I'm going to warn you, Dara, get out your hanky, because this will grab you. If this is a piece of governmental propaganda out of Iraq, the so-called resistance forces, the insurgents or whatever, I'd like to have these guys as my next-door neighbor, not halfway across the planet. Go ahead, producer, run that piece.
People of America, we wish to share with you our thoughts on the events we experienced, as well as what the future may bear. And despite the madness we have endured and still, we see no harm in presenting you with a criminal nature your newly re-elected emperor. Despite our belief that the elections were flawed, we know now that when there is a close tie between the candidates, there is something wrong. Some in our ranks believe that any candidate from any side of the spectrum are two faces of the same coin. You, the people, have said your word in what is claimed to be a democracy, and thus have chosen a leader who claims to represent your vision. It is your right to lead the world, as it is the right of any nation which chooses to do so. Yet this does not allow you to conquer others. There is a belief of a large number of our people that a lot of the facts do not reach you. Facts that may be classified as unsuitable for the general public. Facts that are twisted to gain a positive image here or there. Nothing new to an emperor who represents deception lies, crimes, half victories, and total defeats. Your administration, time after time, lied and presented you with achievements directed by Hollywood and performed in Iraq. You have elected these criminals, and thus you are responsible for their actions. We hope that your future decisions will be based on reason and belief. For your emperor tomorrow will mirror the image of America to the world, and by his actions will your empire be measured. And for the first time in history, a mafia of the weapons plants represented by Bush, oil companies represented by Dick Cheney, and the Zionists represented by Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle hijacked the United States of America in an ingenious plan to control the world. This type of administration is exactly what Benjamin Franklin once warned of. By weakness and ignorance, you have allowed this gang of criminals to hijack your country, create a new phobia to recruit those whom they regard as nothing but fuel and vehicles to their master plan. This administration will enforce on you, just as it tries to enforce on our people, new laws that will result in a police state similar to those your consecutive governments back in our region. Legislation will soon be drafted by the appointed puppets to allow foreign ownership of land and structure, and soon our people will be the foreigners on the land of their forefathers. This new world order will enslave people of all religions and race, and soon your children, as well as ours, if they survive, will truly live in a planet of apes. And with a reduced population for ease of control, this can only be the implementation of a plan once presented by Henry Kissinger. This world has not yet seen an empire which constitutes in its prime objectives the destruction and genocide of whole populations and societies only to control the energy resources of this planet. Your representatives and their media have portrayed an image that an insurgency is in effect and that it is led by elements of foreign fighters entering from Syria and neighboring countries. Yet we assure you, this is only a continuation of what Bush once claimed, mission accomplished. This resistance movement was prepared for and is only the second chapter of this war, and we are mostly, if not all Iraqis, proud Iraqis, who kept their oath to defend people and country. And because this war may last longer than what the invaders anticipated, we have all promised to make their stay long, costly, and painful. Blaming other countries is nothing but creating new pretexts to invade other sovereign states and back future expeditions. We have made our country a battlefield to settle accounts with elements of Al-Qaeda, formerly dear allies and partners. They have also created new phobias to justify their continued presence, despite their loss of this war. And for the general media, we call on them to think about what they declare and not fear death and imprisonment. Do not fall into the traps prepared by those who pull the strings from Tel Aviv. As for the declared casualties, this is an epic on its own. We assure you that the figures are far higher than they declare. It is not a secret today in Iraq what we call the green card soldiers. Young men from South America and other parts of the world gathered and promised the U.S. citizenship and large sums of cash for their mercenary services in Iraq. They are always on the front lines, and their casualty figures are never declared. They are hidden in unmarked graves and dumped into rivers under the cover of moonless nights, some of which the resistance have provided evidence of. There are also a large number of security contractors who are not listed as military personnel. To us, it is one thing to be tricked into this war, but it is totally different to come here and fight someone else's war. After the failed American elections in Iraq, they will now play the sectarian card. They are already sending their mercenaries to destroy churches and mosques alike in order to prepare the ground for civil war. They will train more and more local traitors to conduct police operations and detention raids on anyone who does not accept democracy performed at the muzzle of a barrel. The local mercenaries will also act as sandbags to their masters when we choose to strike. The non-conduct of your troops has also taken its toll on our people. It has created resentment and disgust. They dismiss these war crimes as isolated cases, yet the figures are always on the rise. What's more, our scandals of Abu Ghraib, Boko, and the use of chemical weapons on Fallujah, and only God knows what's to come. Life under dictatorship is far more safer than behind the bars of your democracy. Have you not asked yourselves, where are the weapons of mass destruction? And where are the links between our previous government and the ones CIA-sponsored Al-Qaeda? Or is that all now a thing of the past? What happened to the thousands of people who died and continue to die of cancer? Women who give birth to deformed babies caused by the effect of your military's depleted uranium shells? Since 1990, thousands on both sides of the conflict have suffered unknown illnesses. Many have died since then, and others lack medical attention. Large parts of Iraq will be radioactive for millions of years to come. And if we were to return this radiating material to the U.S. and Britain, we would be no different than those who used it. May we ask you, why do you think the British government decided to set foot only in the areas of the South, where the resistance is still partially active? They have left the difficult areas for your boys to suffer. This deal was accepted by your government, only to form a purely cosmetic alliance with a nation that still strives for the glory of its imperial past. They have turned the land of the free into a camp of capitalist slavery, and then changed the home of the brave into a printing house for papers they called dollars, and guarded it with enormous military might. This administration, which claims that you have re-elected, has brought on more humiliation and insults to each and every one of you than any other government in your short yet tremendous history. And as odd as it may seem, we advise you to take matters in your own hands and rid this world of such criminals or any form of government which resembles the neocons in their aims. Form a third party, if need be. Appoint those who resist preemptive war as true representatives of the people before it is too late. And if demonstrations and protests are not heard, use and protect what is left of your constitution and correct matters by force. This world awaits your move. Today these words may seem strange, but we believe that a nation which once gave the world John F. Kennedy, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Hughes and Henry Ford will not fall short of giving true leaders of substance and dignity. This war has taught us that one man on the field can change the outcome of a day. One man who believes in true freedom can do what nations put together dare think of. We share these thoughts with great honesty to those of you who spent days and nights trying to prevent this war, timeless efforts to prevent this real Holocaust. To all of you we say, thank you for your time.
Can you contemplate the death of 6,000 American soldiers? Can you contemplate the death of one fighting a war that we should not be involved in? Not one American soldier should have been sacrificed for this. But the numbers are three times higher than that, maybe even higher. And what about the depleted uranium that a lot of the soldiers are sick from right now that have not yet died? But if you can't contemplate the death of one unjustified death of an American soldier fighting this war for whom, how could you then appreciate 560,000 Iraqi deaths? Dar?
It's really an amazing broadcast that is, and unfortunately most people in this country will never hear that, certainly never have any idea that it even exists, but that pretty well lines it out, and so many important things are covered, specifically, as you mentioned, the number of U.S. soldiers, as if almost 3,000 dead wouldn't be enough. As you said, one is too many. When we look at what a crime this whole situation really is, one is a far, far too many, and yet 3,000 is nowhere near the number, and much of what that statement said is what I discuss during when I give my presentations nowadays. I talk about the green card soldiers. I talk about the soldiers sick from radiation poisoning. And even if you look at the Department of Defense website, it lists 45,000 wounded. But, of course, we never really hear about that because at least 12,000 of those it just classifies as sick. Well, how are they sick? That's another important question.
Exactly. All right. When we get back, Patrick in the UK, just hang on there, my friend. We'll take your call right after this break. 800-313-9400. 43.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We are back. Patrick in the UK. Hello, Patrick.
Good evening, John Sefmer. God bless you, brother. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I don't know if you recall me.
Yes, it's been a while, sir.
Well, I apologize for that. But can I say to you and your guest, Dar, you did not exaggerate one iota in your introduction today. I could feel how upset you are. People like me and you and lots more are equally upset. But it is the 11th hour of the 11th hour. But I thought I'd add one small maybe chink of light. No, I've been offline myself a while due to economic problems, but regarding Mr. Blair, who is a total neocon, but his successor, you probably know he has been shamed into being forced to resign next year. He's promised he will go. Imagine that.
Well, here's my question, Patrick. They never leave any stone unturned. What else is going to crawl out of the rock once he's gone?
Well, his successor, who is a tax and spend Presbyterian socialist, but Gordon Brown is three things. He's maniacally anti the EU, he's pro the pound, and all his people around him are saying very loudly and definitely he wants out of Iraq fast. So he is going to be a fly in the ointment for the Americans and the neocons in that regard. But that's probably next July before that can begin to happen. That is a slight problem. And the other thing in the UK is now people realize, well, one thing we're getting here, we're getting the usual embedded reports from Iraq, but the TV coverage from Afghanistan, where the Americans are very light on the ground, is quite horrifying. And you may remember that the new head of the army here, General Dannett, made a major statement and embarrassed Blair a month ago, saying that we should get out of Iraq soon. Well, he modifies the word soon. And Blair had to back him, you know. But Blair can face three ways, probably 10 ways, and still come up with the same policy. You know, he is the nearest thing to Houdini.
Yeah. Well, we have our own brand here across the pond, and it's called a Bush.
Oh, yes. We got the blanket coverage of the elections. But we also, the general run of people here, I don't mean to be talking too much, but you cannot depend on the BBC anymore. Now, the coverage when you go to the BBC is totally, totally neocon and political correctness. It's got out of hand, and most people realize that. You have a factor now where people used to buy one newspaper paper a day. They're buying two or three to try and decipher the news. That's a new phenomenon in the UK.
But you have the same problem over in jolly old England that we have here, and you have people that are fervently controlling the information. So what does it matter if a citizen in the UK buys one newspaper or buys 10 of them? I mean, is there any print publication over there that is actually straightforward telling the truth?
Well, it's right and left here. But between them, well, the right is the Daily Mail, which I read, and the left, I read everything, and the Guardian, pretty much. But another thing that people are quite scared about, and it's part of all this parcel, really, of the power play in the world, the UK is now running out of energy rapidly. And if we have a severe winter this year, literally the lights go out. Two of the nuclear power stations are down for repair, and most of the gas is now coming from Russia. And this is a spike year, and literally the lights could go out this year, and that most people are beginning to realize.
Well,
that.
And just on that front, don't you see a similarity between Enron, what happened in California with power plants going offline? All of a sudden, there's a major energy crisis in the UK, and both of your power plants are going down simultaneously.
Absolutely. Well, privatization, like Enron, would destroy that, and we had a 25-year notice of North Sea oil gas running out. It didn't happen suddenly. They knew exactly the demographics of it 25 years ago, and they'd privatized it, and nobody pushed them to produce more plants. Like, there's a refining capacity for oil in America. I know, hear that on RBN regularly. And people are still sedated. But when the lights go out, I don't wish it to happen, but a researcher, a friend of mine, Richard North, you may have heard of him, he wrote the book on Foot and Mouth. He said people will wake up when the lights go out and not until then. But I don't wish that on the British or the Americans.
I
but
understand.
We're heading to that. It's that bad.
Well, it's a shame that it's going to be, what, 6-7 months here until Blair's replacement comes around. The good part about that is he's for the pound, which means he's not for the euro. This is where John Major was originally headed, and then we got our dose of Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, Blair is just run the Thatcherite agenda straight down the line. And, again, now people are beginning to feel here. Just everything's coming at them. We're spending now, I'm going to give you this figure, I'll leave you with this boring statistic. They're spending £100 billion sterling, which is like $200 billion on the health service, and it's hemorrhaging services and collapsing. They're shutting hospitals because there isn't enough money because of there's so much money being stolen out of the NHS.
Well, you got the same problem over there we have here, criminals in government.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no end to it. But I'm sorry I'm not adding much to your program, but
no, that's
just
fine.
To compare notes a little, it's pretty gruesome here, too.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate
you.
Your call. Yeah. Dar? We're in a world of hurt. We have a serious problem here in this country is that no politician in Washington, D.C. understands that we have a constitution. And that limits, that bounds our government down to certain limitations. I watched the midterm elections go on, and I said if any politician, and I don't care if he's a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or whatever he was, if he would just say, I'm running on the constitution. I think he would have been elected by a landslide. And I don't care if he was a congressman, a senator, I don't care if he's a local politician, whatever it was. We have no redress to this madness that's going on here right now.
But it does make it a bit more disconcerting to hear people calling from overseas and several of my friends over there saying similar things, that it is a bit of a global movement that we're watching, because it's not just happening in this country. It's absolutely happening in the UK, other countries like Denmark. We can go on down the list where really so many people are facing this same problem, and we're certainly all in this together at this point.
Absolutely. All right, 800-313-9443. We'll roll your calls right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheat of techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Joe in New York, you're up next with my guest this afternoon, Dara Jamil.
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you?
Hi.
I wanted to get your take on this analysis. I see in June that Prime Minister Omar had visited the White House, and subsequently, 3 weeks later, we had that whole debacle in Lebanon take place. Last week, Omar comes here again, and I don't know if it's to give marching orders or what, but I'm not getting good sense, and I'm going to tell you why. I see today assassination in Lebanon of a cabinet member. That sounds to me like another false flag op took place, just like the Prime Minister Hariri, who was the Prime Minister of Lebanon, I believe, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, and by the way, his grandfather, by the way, was the one that founded the Christian Falange Party over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Wayne Mattson, I don't know if you know who that guy is, John, a former CIA, he's got his own site, he's written books. He had reported that his intelligence sources had reported the same about Hariri, was a Mossad op. And then in the latest over the weekend, L.A. Times editor, he was on C-SPAN this morning, this guy, the neocon, I can't think of his name, but anyway, he was ranting and raving about Iran, we must attack now, and he was getting blasted on C-SPAN by some callers, which was good to see. And I wanted to get your take, because I think that something is coming down the pike. I just get a bad feeling just because of all the above that I just mentioned is starting to tie in, and this rhetoric on Iran today is getting louder and louder, and I hear the comments today when that person was assassinated, immediately they went and blamed Syria and Iran for it.
That's exactly what we were discussing earlier in the show, and it sounds like all three of us are in agreement that is what's going on, and the timing is really suspect. And you bring up an important point, the fact that Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert was around giving talks on national television stations here, talking about how imminent the threat from Iran is, how they need to be dealt with as quickly as possible. And then less than 2 weeks later, this happens today in Lebanon with the assassination of a minister of parliament and, of course, blaming conveniently Syria and by default Iran, of course. This is quite well orchestrated. The timing is very, very suspicious. And to really think that Syria would be foolish enough, a child looking at the situation, I think, would be able to say that it certainly would not be in Syria's best interest to make such a bold move like this at a time like this. The timing really couldn't be much worse. And I think you're exactly right in assuming that this is some sort of a false flag operation, and that most likely it's either the Mossad or a U.S. black operation behind it.
Let me ask you a question. Joe in New York, was that guy that was on C-SPAN today, was his name Kazemi?
Well, I'm sorry, John, what'd you say?
Was his name, the guy that was on C-SPAN that you said was saying attack, attack, attack Iran?
Yes. His name was Joshua, I can't think, it sounded like almost a Croatian name, but
okay.
I don't think the guy was Croatian, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well.
Mela something, Joshua Mela something, he's a staunch neocon, and he was talking about how neocon policy is good.
You're not talking about Milius, are you?
I can't think of it. If you go to the C-SPAN website, they'll have that interview with that guy from today.
Okay, great. All right.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate your call.
Great work.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Dar, thumbnail sketch. If you had the reins of the Middle East right now, and whatever decisions you would make within the next, say, 21 days, what would be your first, second, and third thing to do in the Middle East?
Well, first thing, immediately, cut all U.S. assistance to Israel immediately. All financial, military, political assistance, all of that needs to be cut immediately. The second thing would be immediate withdrawal from all of the occupied territories in Palestine. The third, of course, would be, or probably before the second, I would say the second is, of course, a complete unconditional withdrawal of all U.S. and other foreign occupation forces from Iraq. I would probably put that just behind cutting all U.S. aid to Israel.
All right. That's just about my wish list. And I don't see, and what's even scarier, we see the Democrats have taken over. And we can expect many bad things coming from this new regime that's been installed in Washington, D.C. But hang on to your hats, folks. It'll give them a couple of years to fine-tune what they're going to do in the presidential thing. Any guesses, Dar, as to who's going to become president of the United States? I mean, John McCain is putting his political feelers out there. I would say that's pretty much dead in the water, as well as Hillary Clinton. We still have John Kerry out there that he says he doesn't want to run for president in 2008. And then we still have the global warming specialist out there beating the drums, Al Gore.
Well, at the risk of sounding like a total cynic, I would just say it really doesn't matter if it's any or all of those candidates. They're all inside the Beltway, seasoned politicians, and all members of the same party, which is the party not for what's best for the American people or certainly for the Constitution. So it really wouldn't matter if we had any or all of those people elected. I think the policy is going to be the same.
Let's go to Ray in West Virginia. Hello, Ray.
Ray? Hi, John.
Thank you, sir.
I heard that, I guess it was a tape that you played by an Iraqi a little earlier on, about what was going on.
Yeah, the Iraqi resistance.
Where can I get a copy of that?
It is posted on rbnlive.com.
Okay. One other thing. The term neocon, this is very crucial that people understand what that means. That means the new priesthood. Okay? Neo is new, and con is priest. That's the esoteric meaning of that word.
I thought it was new conservative.
No, sir. It is the new priesthood. Chicken George replaced, and his crew replaced the old priesthood. His pop and all his cronies, okay?
Well, he didn't really replace them. He's just merely the extension.
Well, this is true. And you know, you're dead on. It's just the new ones on the block, so to speak. These people, it's like a diabolical power at the head of all this. It is religious in nature, and it covers a great expanse of history, you know? You just take a hard look in history within that confine, it has been run thousands of years by the same cotton-picking mindset. The priesthood of the ancient mystery religion. They are religious to the core. They're diabolical murderers, killers, pedophiles, homosexuals, you name it. And they actually reach their height of whatever at the destruction of life. You know, these people are criminal to the core. They always have been. And we have got a real battle ahead of us. This age that Bush Sr. ushered in is, if they have their way, it's going to change humanity forever as we know it.
We are the linchpin. The way I see this, Ray, we are the linchpin for any hope of freedom and liberty.
You better believe it. If our line gives away, there ain't no second line to fill a gap, my friend. You know?
Well, if we could figure out a way to make the 40 million illegals in this country right now pick up arms for the second American Revolution, would it help if we promise them that once we clean the house here, that we'll go down in Mexico and clean their house?
Hey, that's an excellent idea. I hope you can sell it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, Ray.
All right. We appreciate it, John.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. We're in a fix here. We've got Dar. We've got the multiculturalist out there. I was told, Mr. Producer, what did you say? A federal judge just recently, what did he rule? That to go against and killing any amnesty plan in this country is racially discriminating. Now, Dar, this is unprecedented in American jurisprudence because these people aren't Americans. They have no rights. They have no protections under the Constitution. But yet we have a federal judge paving the way here for a blanket amnesty inside this country to balkanize this country.
Well, I think it's another instance of simply the government sticking its nose into places where it really has no jurisdiction. And I think it's another symptom of this current administration, which is a continuance, of course, the one before it and the one before that and the one before that. And we can go on down the list of really getting away from the Constitution itself and what the rights of the people are and what the government is set up to do and what we're supposed to do when the government gets off track and what is long overdue to what should have happened in this country a long time ago. And I think it's just really another symptom of a deeper problem, which is that this country is very, very far off track, and the longer we stay on this trajectory, the worse things are going to get, and we're long past the date of having had, as Jefferson said, a revolution to keep people on their toes who are put into elected positions and what this country is supposed to look like.
Yeah, in America you have freedom and liberty when the government fears its people. You have tyranny when they do not. And I'll tell you what, just looking at it, what's transpired in the last couple of years here in this country, I don't think there's anybody in Washington, D.C. is afraid of anybody. But they better be. I mean, you know, there was an American Revolution in this country, and that was to get away from the English rule. Well, then we had our internal strife, and that's when we saw the power consolidated in Washington, D.C., especially with the Reconstruction after the Civil War. But people are too comfortable in this country. They don't know what it's like to be without food or shelter. They don't know what it's like to be without an income, any money. They don't know what it's like. We've lived so fat for so long that I think just to try to maintain that, Dar, they're willing to put up with anything just as long as they can still have their colored TV, their cold beer, and their football games.
I think you're exactly right. I couldn't agree more. The fact that people really don't understand what it means to have to go without, what it means to have to suffer, and you know that's the reality in so many other places around the globe. And you're exactly right. I think it's really the end product of this mass consumerism, which of course these people in power now are completely reliant upon. These people, you know, very well entertained, very poorly informed, kind of fat, stupid, and happy, if you'll forgive me that, but I think that's the way they want it. And that's pretty close to what we have here in this country, and I think is really a big cause of the problem of why more people aren't politically activated and willing to take some risks to try to change things here.
I think let's modify that. They're fat, dumb, and scared.
I would agree with that completely. Well said. I think fear would be actually the most important component of that.
Let's go back to the phones here. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
I'd like to make a couple observations. First, if what we need to do is make sure that we do not allow Israel to fly over Iraq or any of the other areas that we have control over, over there, or we will be guilty in the first, or the people that let them do that, be guilty in the first if they fly over to Iran. We need to make it a world thing to say that, you know, we will not allow our area, you know, because we are in full control of Iraq. If we let them fly over, we are guilty. Oh, well, not us, but Bush and company are guilty of, you know, murder in the first. You know, there's no two questions about it. On the recording that you did, the Iraqi resistance thing, it, you know, it's strange, but it reminds me of Michael Rennie and, like, what he might say on his second coming back on Day the Earth Stood Still.
Would turn your planet into a burned-out cinder?
Yeah, yeah. Third was a question about, like, gold and silver. Now, you guys just sell gold and silver in coins, or do you actually sell, like, ingots or...
Anything that you want, we can get it for you. We can roll over 401Ks into gold plans. There's a lot of different things that we can do.
But you do sell, like, ingots?
Well, absolutely. You can get whatever you want.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate that. Yeah, with the world going into economic chaos, I haven't even mentioned gold and silver, folks. I haven't even talked about it. And that's the way that you can protect yourself, at least gold and silver that you can transfer back into the latest currency of the day. And they're saying that the gold and silver is just going to absolutely go through the roof. Well, we'll do a program on that at a different time. Bill in Texas, you're up next with Dar Jamil.
Yeah, hi, Dar. They say in this country and all over the world, frankly, that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I think a good video is worth a whole lot more words. And since the American people seem to get everything that they believe off of television, which is a form of video, and they're, you know, both the Republicans and the Democrats are trying to lead us to believe that they're going to get us out of Iraq, I'd like to prove that they're lying out and out. And I understand there's a huge complex that's being built, several big buildings right there in the middle of Baghdad someplace. I hear it's 28 big buildings, and then they're building a big center to control that part of the world from. And then also in Afghanistan, there's 40-some bases that they're building along the pipeline. If somebody could get some video of that and get it onto YouTube, I think it'd do a lot of damage to their lie.
Well, there's four massive bases they've built along the pipeline in Afghanistan, and in the middle of Baghdad, it's the so-called embassy, and I like to put embassy in quotes because it's
right.
21 buildings. The size, when it's finished, it's the size of two-thirds the area of the National Mall in Washington, D.C., it'll have room for 8,000 so-called government employees. And there are actually some photos you can find of that online right now, but I couldn't agree with you more. You know, this is not the type of information that they're going to be showing on CNN or Fox or NBC of, like, here's where your tax dollars are being spent in Iraq. There is no talk of withdrawal because here, have a look at this. Have a look at this electrical plant, this yoga studio, this school for children of these so-called government employees, this first-run movie theater. We can go on down the list because that's what's being built as we speak in Baghdad. And unlike the other so-called reconstruction projects in that country, this one is going off right on time.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting if somebody did some video like every once a month or something that could show the progress of that actually being built and put it on YouTube where we can get access to it and email it to all of our friends and, you know, let the world know that this is a big lie.
It's a great idea. That would basically entail finding an insider there who would do it because, of course, no Iraqi would probably be able to pull that off. It'd need to be some contractor, for example, with U.S. citizenship, who'd be able to get that type of footage. But that's a great idea.
All right. Well, I was hoping you being there, you might know somebody. So anyway.
Well, Bill, I'm just to add something to that. There's probably enough propaganda that they're putting out right now. There's probably enough film captured that you could probably demonstrate that with just film available.
I'll see what I can find.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Appreciate it. Coy in Missouri. Hello, Coy.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I thought it was break time. I guess you're skipping it, huh?
We're skipping the break.
Yeah, I wanted to run something by you, John. This has been bothering me because I can't remember, you know, the names. I was going to get your guest opinion of what it really was. But remember about 6 months ago, our government announced yet one more time they had caught this fella who was supposed to be one of bin Laden's right-hand men. And I don't remember what his name was, but it was something like, you know, Jamal or something like that, but that wasn't it. But I remember Alex Jones was making fun of this deal, and some other people were too. He said, yeah, this is the 14th time he's been captured and like the 6th time he's been killed or something
right.
like that.
Right.
Later on that day, I was listening to a talk show host, and it may have been your show, but what this fella said, talking about this, he was making fun of it too. He said, yes, I talked to a lady today. He said, who said she went to school with him. But she says when she went to school with him, it was in Israel, and his name at that time wasn't this other name. It was like Moshe or Yitzhak Perlman.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that on the air, and I was just wondering if anyone else heard that. I'd like to remember what this guy's name was. I wonder if this guy knows anything about that. Your guest, that is.
Dar, did you catch that?
I haven't heard anything about that. Have you?
No, I'm sitting here and I'm blanking.
So it makes a lot of sense that, you know, they'd have a guy that they could use over and over again to show up their success of what, you know, catching up with bin Laden's operatives and things. And really all the time he really worked for Israel, and this gal knew him because she went to school, and it's pretty, it makes sense, you know. Anyway, I just thought I'd just run that through the people out there because I thought it was fascinating to hear that.
All right, thanks, Corey.
Okay, John. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, how many governmental operatives, how many Mossad agents? I mean, Dar, in this country alone, I mean, we even had the Mossad agents working in the strip malls and the malls across America selling product and whatever else. How many of them were rounded up after September 11th and summarily thrown out of this country? But why do that if it doesn't make any sense to me? What was going on? Were we trying to protect our interest, or were they getting a little bit too sloppy? Did somebody get a little bit too paranoid that Mossad was operating so openly inside this country? What was the deal with that?
It's really a surprise to me as to that would even happen, because I've always viewed these individuals as having basically diplomatic immunity and probably even more privileges than citizens of our own country, let alone people working for the government. So perhaps it was a kind of a knee-jerk reaction when, you know, that the level of fear was so great that even these people were then subject to being swept up in the net.
It's amazing. Dar, we're about out of time here. I appreciate you, my friend. You're coming out with a book that's going to the printer this weekend. And then you got to do some final edit on this thing. The book, did you pick out a title for it yet?
No, I'm still working on it, but it's basically a first-person narrative of my time in Iraq, but also so my first-hand account of what I saw there, but also a whole lot of media analysis, sort of a compare and contrast of here's what you heard in the mainstream and here's what I saw on the ground and here's some photos. So it's going to be a bit of an assault on the mainstream media as well.
Well, I know one thing. We've got to get bigger and badder with our presence out there, because right now they're eating our lunch in a propaganda war.
That's for sure.
All right. Dar Jamel, I thank you for your time, sir. I'm glad. Isn't it fortuitous, or maybe it isn't? You were scheduled actually for last Tuesday, and then we scheduled you out last week for today, and it turns out today that your cousin, the Lebanese cabinet minister, Pierre and the correct pronunciation of it
is Jemayel, right,
was killed today in Lebanon. Amazing.
Yeah, very interesting timing.
Yes, it was. Okay, thank you, my friend.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Geez, where do you go from there, huh? I will simply say this. I know where we need to go from here, and I just alluded to it a couple of seconds ago. We are going to be in for some very, very, very rough times politically in this country next year, economically in this country next year. Some of the bigger and well-known people in the economic areas are saying within 12 to 16 months you are going to see a total collapse of this economy. I will tell you this, folks, we still have a window of opportunity, but as I've been ranting and raving for going on a lot of years, too many to even count, that our numbers are not enough. And I don't know what it's going to take. A network I can build. Listeners, we need to have them. Because sanity is being spoke through the airwaves through this network. Truth is being spoke through the airwaves on this network. But still, by and large, the American people don't have a clue. And why? Because they're plugged in to the very, very tightly controlled and managed media here in this country. You already know that. Well, here's a vehicle. I'm asking you to get in it, jam it in gear, pedal to the metal, and let's pedal this puppy. Let's get it going. Because the only way that people are going to do anything in any major way in this country is by having the facts. Having their point of view shifted a few degrees and looking at the same situation, but not through the jaded eyes, not through the propagandized materials, through truth. But how is it supposed to reach them? We're doing all we can at this end, ladies and gentlemen. The rest is up to you. The rest is up to you. Getting the word out. What does that mean? I don't know. Why don't you ask yourself that question, then ask yourself the question, what imaginative, inventive way can I come up to do that? Now, I do believe, and I've not spoken to my webmaster about this, but we're going to have Mike Jones on this program either this week or next on the issue of low-power FMs. I've never come out and publicly backed this because to have the low powers connected with this network may cause problems, but I'm pulling off the gauntlet because we got major problems in this country, and I'm only but one man. But we're steering a ship here, and I think it could do a lot of damage in this battle, so we're going to uncork it. Next week, we're going to have a program on what you can do to inform many thousands of people. And that's setting up low-power FMs, and we're going to do that all across this country. We need to have our own media, ladies and gentlemen. We need to have our own voice. We can't fight on their tainted battleground. We need our own. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Put your thinking caps on, folks. We're running out of time.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.